Thank you, Madam Chair. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, excellencies, guests and participants of the 75th session of the UNHCR Executive Committee. It is my honor to greet you and to take part in this session, at which I hope that the countries will actively participate in order to assess the achievements so far, to present the good practices, and to encourage concrete commitments by other stakeholders to take actions to deal with the phenomenon of statelessness. My country and the Ministry of Interior have always had a proactive and open approach, have always been and will remain an active and credible partner of the United Nations, and especially of the UNHCR. Nationality is one of the basic human rights, and it is the legal basis for a large number of other civil rights and freedoms. It indicates the legal bond between the person and the state, regardless of the method of acquisition, and does not indicate the ethnic origin of the national. The international community is faced with numerous situations of statelessness and the impossibility of establishing nationality. The problem is caused by many factors, which is not the case with my country. The problem of statelessness and the registration of unregistered persons, particularly of children who are born and are located in the territory of a country and are not registered in the birth registry, should be overcome. This problem should be solved in such manner that each country should provide in the national legislation legal norms in order to reduce the number of stateless persons and to enable unregistered persons, especially minor children, to be registered in the countries where the persons reside and to abide by international legislation. Countries should observe international law, especially Article 15 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, according to which everyone has the right to a nationality. No one shall be arbitrarily deprived of his nationality, nor denied the right to change his nationality. We as a country have amended our laws to allow stateless persons to acquire nationality and to provide birth registration for all children born in the country, whether their parents are undocumented or stateless. The law on citizenship was adopted in November 1992. The amendments and additions to it are in accordance with the European Convention on Nationality, which Republic of Macedonia signed in 1997 as a significant document that sums up the previous experiences in this area all across Europe and establishes principles and guidelines for internal legislation of the member states. The Parliament ratified the European Convention on Nationality in 2002. In October 2019, we adopted the law on ratification of the Convention on the Reduction of Statelessness of 1961. In 2004, we amended the law on citizenship. These amendments provide a legal norm for acquiring nationality for stateless persons or a person with a recognized refugee status. As a country, we have made great progress in terms of international cooperation, especially in the area of statelessness. Namely, our country has been declared a leader in the region in the efforts and manners to eradicate statelessness. What was especially noted was the multidisciplinary way of solving the problem of statelessness and the joint approach of several institutions and NGOs in successfully overcoming the problem. We made it possible for a national of another republic of the former Yugoslavia to acquire nationality, as well as for a national of the former Yugoslavia who lived on the territory of the Republic of Macedonia until the time of the Declaration of Independence. That article has been applied from 2021 to 2024. So far, more than 1,000 persons have received nationality, of which 270 persons were stateless. There are more than 200 cases in the procedure, of which more than 20 persons are stateless. Last year, the Parliament amended the law on civil registry, law on identity cards, and law on registration of residence and place of residence of nationals, in order for this category of nationals who will acquire status of nationals to be able to obtain a personal document in an easier way. Last year, the UNHCR, marking the 9th anniversary of the I Belong campaign, stated, "Important results have been achieved worldwide this year to help resolve the devastating impact of statelessness," referring to the success of my country. We remain strong supporters of the UN, a committed and responsible partner in the global dialogue, and a solid and as such a generally recognized strategic generator and pillar of peace, stability and security in the Balkans and beyond. At the very end, I would like to emphasize that I personally, as well as my people, understand the fate of refugees and stateless persons. History is a great teacher, therefore I believe we should jointly share the responsibility for finding permanent and sustainable solutions in the regulation of the status of nationality. Thank you.